but delicate and translucent.
Yeah, you're looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can find something.
Diaphanous.
There's a famous section in James Joyce's Ulysses, the third mm-hmm. chapter. It says, he begins a chapter, or a section, I think, I don't know if it's the beginning. Ineluctable modality of the visible. At least that, if no more. Thought through my eyes. Signatures of all things I am here to read. See spawn and see rack. The nearing tide. That rusty boot. Snot green, blue, silver, rust. Colored signs. Limits of the diaphany. But he adds, in bodies. Then he was aware of them bodies before them colored. How? By knocking his sconce against them, sure. Go easy. Bald he was, and a millionaire. Maestro di color che samo. Limit of the diaphanin. Why in? Diaphan. Adiaphan. If you can put your five fingers through it, it is a gate, if not a door. Shut your eyes and see. Stephen closed his eyes to hear his boots crush crackling rack and shells. You are walking through it howsome ever. I am a stride at a time. A very short space of time through very short times of space. 5, 6, the neck and ender. Exactly. And that is the ineluctable modality of the audible. Open your eyes. No. Jesus, if I fell over a cliff, that beetles o'er his base fell through the nebenender. Ineluctably, I'm hitting on nicely in the dark. My ash sword hangs at my side. Tap with it. They do. Probably mean the blind. My 2 feet in his boots are at the end of his legs. Nebenander. Sound solid, made by the mallet of Los Demiurges. Am I walking into eternity along Sandy Mount Strand? That was a beach in Dublin. Crush, crack, crick, crick. Wild sea money. Dominic Deasy Kenzema. Somebody knew them all. So, that's how diaphanous is used in Ulysses, a famous passage.
Ulysses.
Oh. Yeah, by James Joyce.
I have a funny story about actually Ulysses. I usually like practice sketching on paper with pencil and I pick things out and I came across this, Henri Matisse drawing of it looks like a planet with spheres and then I later found out that it was something he sketched for the Ulysses book.
Ulysses.
I'm talking funny so because my wisdom teeth I talk funny. I have like a lisp because I'm still falling a bit and numb.
Ah. Okay.
So I sound funny.
Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
Hey.
Well, why doesn't he speak?
I am.
Well, you're busy doing whatever it is you do.
No, we were trying to get your attention. Okay, so you're here. Okay.
You don't have any attention. You're on mute.
You weren't on mute. Go ahead, Jermaine. I'm not arguing with that guy. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Ion.
Hey, Sugar.
I had a question. I was just telling Bob when I heard Bob say that the ascendant continent, there was no sun. So I guess I'm, like, trying to imagine that, and then I remember in Emerald Tablets 1 and 2, there's, like, one of the stories says that there was, like, beings in space or something. It seemed like there was no sun. So is there any connection to Emerald Tablet and the Ascendant Continent? Was that where the story took place?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so when it goes back to that, when we go to Andromeda, is that going to be, will it be no sun? There won't be any sun?
Be a different sun. You have a different light source. That sun just works in this galaxy.
Will it be the same as here, like there'll be night and day, sun in the daytime
different.
And night?
Different. It's nightless day.
Okay. But there's going to be light?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a... Oh, there isn't?
All the time. There is. All the time.
Oh, all the time. Oh.
Hey, Jermaine, ask about the sun being inside of us.
Oh, and what about when the ascended continents were around, we had the sun inside of us?
Yeah.
How is that? Were we in physical in the ascended continent?
Apparently.
And the sun was inside us, so we were bright? Were we, what's that word Bob just said? Daphnis?
I don't know, Bob says all kinds of shit.
No, but like, it's like the beginning of the Emerald Tablets. That's what he just said. That is the beginning of life on the ascended continent.
So that was the...
And just wait. And just wait. Just wait till you find out what the Delphian Oracle says about Atlantis.
Atlantis? Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Atlantis.
Good, it hasn't happened yet. We know that it hasn't happened yet. What else would it say?
Oh, well, apparently you never heard of Sylvia Brown. She knew more about Atlantis than the Atlanteans did.
The psychic? Sylvia Brown?
Yeah, she did. She's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did she know accurately, Ion?
No, she didn't know accurately. Her and Montel Williams had a little thing.
Atlantis is what's coming. I remember you said that. That's the future. There is no time, but that's what's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've also said the pyramid, that's what was coming too, because it's only the top part showing as well. Is that also coming at the same time as Atlantis?
Not quite the same, but close.
Close. Okay.
What was close?
The pyramids. Because I remember, Ryan, they're also coming. That the pyramids, what's showing right now, it's only the top of the pyramids, and that's also coming up. But I asked if it's coming, is it going to happen at the same time with Atlantis showing up? I said, almost.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, so Ion, when you were talking to Linda about the tech body, and you said, we don't like the knowledge. Higher knowing, we don't have it. We have all knowing. We create it, and if we don't like it, we create it. So, isn't that like, that everything we've learned with Ion thus far, he's an heirs. The heavenly realms, Ion, are non-physical, using our power. That's what we should be able to, that's what we do too.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the tech body. But I know, like, that's what we're doing. That's what everybody should be doing with everything you've taught us, Ion's taught us. So,
yeah.
I just wanted, so that applies to us as well, not just the tech body. Those words. Right.
Okay. What's your point?
No, I just was saying that that's exactly what everything you've taught us, everything you've been telling us since 10 years ago, that's also something that we all should be doing, and it's something that the tech body does, but we have the power to do that. That's what we should be doing right now.
And if you don't, the more powerful you get and don't use it, the more we capitalize on it.
Okay, got that. And then another thing.
Power is power. That's like money. Mm-hmm. Money is money. There's no good money. There's no bad money. Okay. There's no dirty money. There's no clean money. There's just money. So if you're not going to use it, tech body will. So you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now we want you to become as powerful as you're ever going to become. We want you to ascend. That's perfect. But once you ascend, you're not in the mix anymore. You'll use your power. It's yours.
Yeah.
If you don't, then guess what? Somebody will.
And it'll be the tech body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the only...
Why did we tell Jack, don't let us catch you slipping. Don't let us catch you slipping.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned it.
You always got to be on point. You got to be on point. Because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then nothing can happen. You got it all. You got it. Mm-hmm. But if you ain't, look out.
Hey, Jermaine, I got a question. So, take a singer like Judy Garland. And she's powerful when she sings, but she may be used by her manager. Do most stars who have managers are not using their power completely? Ion?
You interrupted. You interrupted. We weren't going to recognize you because you interrupted. What did you ask about?
Take someone like Judy Garland, powerful singer. She has a manager. Would an ascended person, using their power, all of it, have a manager? Because they end up controlled by their managers, usually, is the negative story.
Alan wasn't.
No, she was. She didn't have a manager. So, Judy Garland...
She had a lot of people handling her. Mm-hmm.
They attempted it. So... people get in trouble with their power when they turn over part of it to their manager, correct?
Sometimes.
Can you have a manager and be in total control of it so you don't lose your power?
Sure. Yeah.
Who's an example, a celebrity who controlled their manager to their own benefit? They didn't lose their power.
Oh, that's easy. George Burns.
How about Bob Dylan?
He was so butt-fucked, he didn't even know where he was standing, Bob. That ridiculous little spot. He didn't even control his own world, his own house, his own music. He lived in their house and they didn't even know who the fuck he was. Yeah, he controlled everything. He was snot. He was snot-nosed bitch. That's what he was. He was nothing. That's what he was. He was nothing.
What about Frank Zappa? Did he control his manager?
He couldn't even control. He couldn't even control his girlfriends, not to mention his wife.
Okay. John Denver, that creep.
John Denver.
See, whatever is the opposite of each of eight. I said that creep, and I had fell for it.
Yeah. Any song.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He was in charge of everything. He would control the fucking plane that killed him.
He had nothing. He had nothing. But what he had, he controlled. He never took
until he got in a plane.
Oh, no, wait. Now you're talking about plane geometry now. That's different.
No, I'm not. I'm about airplane crashes.
He never got on a stage. He never got on a stage that he didn't want to sing at. Not like he was like Judy Garland, who was the Summer Stock. You need to play that, Bob. Can you cue that up, Summer Stock?
No, I can't do that. My YouTube's broken. My translator is broken. Okay.
Why is it? What broken?
My manager broke it.
Damn. Anyway, it's in your inbox. It's in your inbox. All you have to do is push the button.
Yeah, no, I haven't got the device. Doesn't work. I got to get it working. Don't worry
We'll just fix it so everybody can do it. That'll be easy.
Yeah. Just post it in the chat line and everybody can play it.
Well, as much as they won't post, or they'll post and get it there, and then everybody say, where's Ion? There's 9 hours worth of shit that's now somewhere else that ain't there. So did y'all see that? We're not doing nothing until you say you see that.
Captain Beefheart, did he control his manager?
Nah, well, which one? He had about 40.
That is actually true. I thought he was horrible with his managers.
Yeah, he was burning them up like rabid whores.
Yeah.
Did Summer Stock come up on the Goober Snatcher? We're not doing nothing else until we get an answer.
What do you mean, where's the Goober Snatcher? What's that?
you know, where it rips your dick off you, at bodyachieveradio.com. That's
there it is.
Yep. Snatcher.
Summer stock, yep. 1950.
Okay, push that.
So summer,
push that button.
I can't
push
put it in the thing. It doesn't work.
No, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. Just push the button. That's all you got to do. And be real quiet. It'll do it. It'll do it automatically for you. Just an example of how managers, this, Judy Garland was probably the singular most unhappy person on planet Earth. Worse than fucked up Liza Minnelli, her daughter. Worse. And this is how she, this is the persona that she was put through to become something.
Right, get happy. So, where is it?
She was only 4 feet tall.
She looked
like
she looked happy, but you could see the strain in her face. It was sad.
Yeah, but listen to what the words she was saying. Get ready, but get happy. The Lord's going to take you by the hand. Not God, the Lord. Going to take you by the hand. Shout hallelujah. Going across the river to the promised land. Get ready. That's 71 years ago.
Yep.
Bob was just a little girl. Bob was just a little girl back then.
I was just a little girl, Jermaine. Why aren't you laughing?
Mm-hmm.
She was only 4 feet tall. The promised
4'11".
Land. 4'11".
And yeah, she was
born in
22.
She was part of the world. She was part of the world's tallest midget club.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask you more questions, Ion?
She was a member of my generation. She was of my class, 1922.
As long as it has to do with Shirley Temple Black.
Shirley Temple Black.
Yeah, she was a 30s little stupid girl. Baby talk. 30s movies.
Oh, yeah.
Shirley Temple.
With curls. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad fate. Another sad bullshit.
Boy, she had her own drink.
That's right. And, you know, the whole 20th century was sad until Zappa showed up. Man, we got somewheres. Sad. Music is good, but don't go for the people, the singers. They're all tragedies, every one of them. Actors, sports stars, all jerks. Managed to hell. I've met a few of them. They were crummy people. I'm the only one left of that generation.
Yeah.
I'm still here, and I'm just getting started. Yeah, have you had enough on him?
Of what?
I'm not saying. None of your business. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Okay. Ion, when I heard Linda and you talking, and you guys mentioned that there's that we're only 0.01% physical. The rest is like non-physical and other stuff, but 0.1% physical. That just like made my mind just like blew me out. I was like, wow, because what we see, like our body, that's part of the physical. What we see, like Earth, like our house, everything, that's physical, and that's only 0.01. Is that what that means?
Bob, translate what she's saying.
You want me to say it again differently?
Yeah, say it again. I wasn't listening. I missed it.
Okay. So I heard...
You damn sure don't mind interrupting every 5 seconds.
I'm the dark soul. We didn't fucking talk. You complaining about the dark soul.
How naive are you?
Oh, I wasn't listening, so let me interrupt and tell you. You asked someone. Repetit.
Yeah, you finished? You quite finished? Okay, thank you. Sorry for that. Sorry, Brian.
Here's what you asked. You repeat our words. Our words. Just what you asked, Brian. Yes.
Uh-huh.
If you don't want to be considered,
rude,
what's the easiest way? Not to mock Bob.
if you don't want to be considered rude. Are you asking Bob or me?
No, that's what we were trying to say. If you're going to do that, then you might as well. So that thing seems to happen. Now, say your thing again and don't be clear because it's coming across weird what you're saying.
Okay. So I heard last week when you were talking to Linda that we're only 0.01% physical. The rest is like non-physical and...
It may be a little, might be even a little less than that, but we'll give you that.
Less than that. Okay, my question is, I mean, the physical part, would that be like our body, our meat sack body, what we see, like our homes, what we see, like our lying eyes, that's what's considered physical. The things that we touch, like, no?
No. No. What do you mean? Those things aren't real. You have a microscope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's what we think is physical. Okay, so what is the physical? That 0.01 or less.
Okay, if the space is in your cells of your meat sack body. You can see right through it in a microscope. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got more space than the less than 1% of your meat sack body is actual. Substance, matter. Everything else is the sphere around the nucleus of the cell.
Oh, that's what you were referencing. All puff. Okay.
That's what Bob used to live on, is puff.
Oh, yeah. I remember you said that. Okay, I'll go back and listen to that because there's some words I don't understand. So then my other question.
We like that.
What?
When you come across something and you don't know something, we adore that.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's honest. You know what we dislike? When people pretend like they're some mucky muck and they don't know shit, and then they try to push their way through, and tell us how many goddamn PhDs they have or don't have or should have. If you're that smart, we should notice it. You shouldn't have to tell us. So that's the whole point. So the point now becomes, if you don't know, ask. That's the right thing to do. It's appropriate because then you can get elevated to a point where you can, number one, find your way around. And two, be able to command the language that you're trying to control. You better get good with language, darling, because everybody's very good with language, we can assure you. Look at some of these pie-eyed contracts people get into.
Yeah, due to language. Okay, and then my other question is, I found a potential buyer for my land in Costa Rica. It's a Chinese. The Chinese are buying a lot of land in Costa Rica right now.
They're buying everything they can buy.
Yeah. So there's like a Chinese person, this guy that's been buying off a lot of stuff, especially border of Nicaragua and Costa Rica. So my dad brought up a good question, asked me, so I'm selling, like I'm going to sell it. I want to buy something by the beach. But then I've heard you say,
which beach?
Money in the bank.
Which beach?
Oh, I like Manuel Antonio or maybe Tamarindo or, I mean, I don't know yet. Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, we don't like, if you do buy some more, sell it to the Chinese.
If I do buy what?
You do buy some more property, sell it to the Chinese.
Oh, sell it again to them. Ooh, oh yeah. So if I buy by the beach, sell it again to them. Okay.
Yeah, except well, this time buy enough property so that you can put in a little hotel, a little resorty thing. They love that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Awesome. Thanks for that.
Oh, make it a medical thing and see if you can talk Bob and Carolyn into moving down there to the bowels of Costa Rica. Yeah, you could try that. They might buy it this time. They might buy it this time. What do you think? Ed Speaking couldn't get them to do it, but it got the bitch asses to the Death Island, though.
To Maui.
Not in that part. Yeah. To the prison camp.
Would it be safe to keep my money out there in my bank account over there, meanwhile I do the transactions and buy the land, because I'll get taxed
a lot
if I move here.
Are they paying? Hold on now. Are they paying you in colonies?
I asked for dollars.
Well, then why do you have to leave? Then how are they going to tax you in colones?
No. I was saying if I move that money here to the States, to my account here, I'll get taxed. So I wanted to leave it in my account over
taxed.
There because I'm...
Taxed by whom?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was told. I was told, like, if I get taxed by the government here.
Why would you get that? That's not a capital gain to you. Why is that a capital gain to you?
I don't know. So then, well, my question was, is it safe to have a bank account and that money in Costa Rica right now, or should I just do it here?
No, the only safe one down there, there's several, the Banco de Nacional, hell no, and they're all dirty, so it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Bank of Nova Scotia? They're down there.
Nova Scotia. Yeah, they are. Okay.
Got the Bank of Nova Scotia. But not the Royal Bank of Canada. Not that one. They're doing good.
The Nova Scotia. Okay. Got it. And I think those are my
All you have to do is depreciate. You have to depreciate that out if you're going to do it. The only reason you'd have to pay American taxes on that money... But you're supposed to pay taxes on that money anyway if you made the income. But what you do is you make it to where you didn't make money. You make break even. You broke even on the property. That's how you do that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because if you put it in your bank account down there and you buy a loaf of bread in the States, mm-hmm. are they going to take the money you spent on that loaf of bread and charge you tax on it? What the hell? How are they going to know that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know. Thank you, Ion. Yeah, I get it.
Now, it depends on how you sell it. Are they going to give you the documents in your name?
Well, the land is under my name. I'm selling it to them. What documents?
Why wouldn't you have whoever the lawyer that writes it in the book, why don't you mm-hmm. have him do it from a company name? But it won't, because it's still going to attach to you. They have $1 million a day trade deficit with Costa Rica. They'd love to get a slip saying that you made all this money in Costa Rica. They'd charge you mm-hmm. tax on it anyway. Or mm-hmm. they would, what do you call it? Well, I guess they're so far behind now they may never audit you. Maybe you don't got to worry about it, but. Anyway, we would sell it to a company and then sell it to the Chinese.
Okay. Well, the Chinese, they are a company. The ones that
we buy it. I'm trying to get it to where you can sell it to the company for a set number of dollars, and then you can sell it to the Chinese so you didn't make any money. You broke even.
Okay.
So what's going to charge to you? you actually lost money. You can deduct it off your income tax.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I understand.
So the only fee you'd be involved in that conversation would be the transfer stamp tax.
Stamp tax?
Stamp tax.
Oh, okay.
In Costa Rica. You have to pay to record the deed.
Yeah. I get it. Okay.
And so if ever what they're paying for the property, they pay, okay. Mm-hmm. But before they do that, if it's, let's just say it's $10 million, you could have it, you could sell it, you could sell the property to your company for $10 million, $100,000. And they could pay you $10 million, and then you could personally write a loss off for $100,000.
$100,000, yeah. Oh, cool. Thanks. I'm learning here. Thank you, Ion.
Because they didn't say, they don't charge you tax on, based on what you actually spend. They pay tax on what the document says the transaction was. Remember?
Yep. That's right.
Okay. So there it is.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Ion.
Yeah. Now, if you get that tangled up and you want to go a little further with it, have you, when you borrow money on a house, do you have to pay tax on that money?
When you borrow money on a house, you pay taxes on that money. You pay interest, don't you? Not taxes.
If you owe interest, but you don't pay taxes, okay. So
yeah,
you have property in Costa Rica. What if you loaned the company, your company, the money to buy the property in Costa Rica?
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then they pay off the loan. That you pay taxes on borrowed money?
Oh, no.
Okay. Now you got another deduction. Interest is cheap these days. You can buy you some Cafe Ray, honey.
Oh, I know. Remember you said my grandpa owned stocks in it? I still haven't found that out. Yeah. Okay.
Cafe Rey, Cafe Ray.
Yeah, I like that coffee. Okay.
That, and the Ron Centenarion, the rum. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you drink it. You drink a little while, and then you get up, and you think you're all right. And you get up, and your legs won't work.
Yeah, it hits you like a ton of bricks. Or if the air hits you. Oh my god.
When the sugar hits you, it's like whoa. Okay. So yeah, that's the same conversation. And we're not accountants. We're not lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a doctor. We barely know a doctor. We don't know any of this, but we're just telling you what they vomit back. This is what they vomit.
Yep.
These are things
they
say.
You're totally right.
We're saying those words. And so we just asked the question. You said no. We said okay. We said okay, then boom, 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 there you go.
Yep. There you go. Whoop, there it is.
See, you said we was worth nothing. Look at there.
I never said that.
But so, for the price of a stamp tax, you get a tax deduction and all your money here, so you can buy 3 AMA pocketbooks.
3 AMA pocketbooks. No, when I get that, then I'll talk to you again and be like, what is a good place to invest my money? I'm not going to go fire
money. We was going to say Southern Company, but we got it up for Carolyn. We got it down for Carolyn to buy, and then up for Carolyn to sell, and now we're back up to $60. We have $59.70. But that might be a buy by the time you get ready for it.
Okay. Well, the next step, when I get all this worked out, I'll talk to you about it, and then we'll see where that's at. And then
darling. You've heard of a Lazarus effect. Well, we're fixing to pull another Califia effect.
Califia effect. Would that be like she made her money and then she disappeared? She doesn't call anymore?
She does call. She's here. She's around.
Yeah.
She's good.
She's around. Oh, that's cool. Okay. Well, thank you, Ion. I really appreciate all of this that I've learned today. Yeah, and I'm going to go back and listen to the physical part that I didn't understand, and then I'll follow up next week with that, because I thought that was really interesting.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Thank you. Appreciation abounds.
Appreciation abounds. Yes, sir. Did Bob fall asleep? We can still talk then.
I'm still here, mate.
Oh.
It's too early. The sun ain't even gone down yet. He's still kicking.
Yep. Okay, thank you,
Ion. Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
Yes, darling.
Okay.
The good thing the hinges on this door were so rusty, Bob, or we'd be long gone.
The good thing the hinges on the door are cool?
Are so rusty. Otherwise, we'd be long gone by now.
I get it. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to play some more music. Hopefully, you will be back when we finish. It's getting close to leaving time.
Don't know. We just wait. I want to give it all. We're going to give her, Captain, we're giving her all she's got.
Yep. Good. Okay. I'll play some music then.
Try some good music this time.
All right. Okay. Let's check in. How you doing, Greg? Watching TV?
He might get you on the phone for 2 weeks.
He's watching TV. Listen to him.
What? Are you experiencing discomfort?
See? All right, here we go. I think I'll start off a very nice song, Ion. I think you'll like it.
Some, if you like love songs, well, we think this is one of the most beautiful love songs that's ever been written, and we'd like to do it especially for all of y'all. It goes like this.
You're talking about convergence, harmonics, application, creation through sightedness, through non-sightedness, rods and cones, and how it affects the